Special Educational Needs and Disability Course. Module 1. Introduction. Every child is a unique learner. Every child is different and has their own unique pattern of how they learn about the world around them. Good classroom teaching should use a variety of teaching methods to reflect the different preferred learning styles of the children in the class and to enable every child to be able to engage in learning. When a child has special educational needs or a disability, learning can be much harder and it doesn't always happen as easily as it does for other children. Different styles of teaching, resources, additional equipment or adaptations to the classroom may have to be made to enable children with additional needs in order for them to reach their full potential. Special Educational Needs and Disability is abbreviated to SEND, and this term will be used throughout this and the following modules of this course. SEND education takes place in the context of current legislation, so the way it is implemented will alter from one country to the next. However, many of the principles are similar, and there are commonalities in terms of best practice regardless of location. In the UK, education law is devolved to each of the four countries within the Union, so there are differences in how SEND education is administered in England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. In England, the Children and Families Act 2014 became law in September 2014. Part 3 of this Act is entirely about SEND and has made significant legislative changes which have completely changed the framework in which children with additional needs are educated. It is a completely fresh approach with an emphasis on person-centred learning, raising expectations and giving parents and children a much greater level of control in the decision-making process. These SEND reforms have been described by many as radical, and because they are so far-reaching, it will take until September 2018 to fully implement. Until then, aspects of the previous legal framework will still be in operation alongside the new system. Although this new legislation only applies to England at the moment, other parts of the UK are looking to introduce similar reforms soon. These reforms are the result of changes...